So did you know an oracle is a person considered to provide wise and insightful counsel or prophetic predictions, most notably including precognition of the future, inspired by deities and truly a form of divination? And with that, I bring you the divine Irina this morning to Talk Television. How are you this morning, my love?
I'm here with my TV tarot for you.
TV tarot, that's great. Have to use that in the future. So today...
I do a bit of, like, you know, if I've had a few wines, I will pull out the tarot cards.
Really?
And today's major arcana is the world. And on the TV, we have to be as lucky as we are fortunate is what I've got for you today.
Well, this sounds like an interesting one. I can't pronounce the actual name, but the translation is false flag. Is that right?
That's correct. So, look, there's a kind of a tentpole show, Apple TV, called Suspicion, starring Uma Thurman.
Right.
Two episodes popped up of that. So I had a look at those and I went, oh, yeah, that's pretty clever. And then apparently it's an Americanized, anglicized remake of an Israeli show called False Flag. And False Flag, would you believe, is free on SBS and two seasons are available. So I thought, I'm not waiting for the next ep to drop. I'm going to check out the original version. And with some context, Keshet, which is a production company, created the original Israeli product, and then Homeland is the American product. So they made those shows.
So tell us about the story. What's it all about?
So, look, it doesn't matter if you don't understand Middle East politics, but basically in Israel, there are three levels of police. There's your regular police that deal with crime. There's a kind of an FBI and a CIA. So there's a Shin Bet, which is sort of like the FBI,
yep,
the Internal Homeland Bureau. And then there is Mossad, which apparently doesn't exist, which is kind of like MI5 or CIA, right?
Yep.
And so there's all of this politics in that. There is, in the first season, there is kidnapping, which is what Suspicion, the American one, is like. And in the second season, there's an explosion.
Ooh.
And the False Flag is about that. A bunch of people are brought in that look like they're guilty, that are kind of, they're sleeper spy cells that have been activated. But these, yep, people look innocent. So it's, one of them is an accountant who's a bride on her wedding day. So they pull her out of her wedding. Another one is just a guy who's a chemist who's taking his kid to school. They pull him out of the car. Like, it's really dramatic. What makes False Flag different from a lot of these sort of thriller shows is that they really focus in on the emotional drama of each individual. So you are rooting for these people because they look innocent and they may be innocent. And you don't know until very deep into the show who is innocent and who is actually involved. Because it's shot it's in Israel and we've got a lot of this sort of terrorism stuff going on there, The police don't follow the rules. You know, they'll beat up a suspect. They'll waterboard them. They will do really naughty things, kind of like what police used to do in the 80s on American television.
Definitely, yeah.
So they're tough and they've all been to the army, and it's gender neutral, which I love. So the women are as tough as the men. It's something very different, but at the same time, incredibly engaging, because you go, I can't believe they stole her from her wedding, because you see this whole episode of her getting ready and meeting her fiance and meeting her mother and her sister, and then she's like walked into the police station in handcuffs with some poor cop holding her wedding train and behind her.
You don't know whether these people are or are not involved. Ultimately, you find out the answer throughout the season, is that right?
You don't. And one of the wonderful things that happens is halfway through the season, in both seasons, that these people who have zero connection to each other meet and join forces and become a kind of little team to try and get to the bottom of it. Again, inside that world, we don't know who's guilty or innocent, so there's people working to get them free, get their names clear, and then ones who are actually working against them. It is so many levels, so tricky, a fantastic puzzle, and, you know, really good acting as well. I was mesmerised, as you can tell.
Well, that's False Flag. Both seasons 1 and 2 can be found on SBS, and The Oracle can be found here next Monday on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thanks, my love.
Oh, totally different next week.